Hi, my name is Summer Norton, and I'm in the 8 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. Tuesday-Thursday section of Dr. Friss's History 225 class. It is Tuesday, November 3rd, and about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This will be an interview for an online oral history archive created by my class based on how bookstores have had a lasting impact on American society. Today, I will be interviewing Ms. Christine Lana on her experience with a particular bookstore. Good afternoon, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. So, have you signed the written consent form?
Yes.
Okay. So, how old are you?
I'm 24.
And where are you from?
I'm from Rota, an island south of Guam.
And what are you here? Did you move to the United States?
Yes. I originally moved from Guam to Maryland, and then I'm currently here residing in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
So are you a student here at JMU?
Yes.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying computer information systems.
What year are you?
I'm a junior transfer student from Danville Community College.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about bookstores. So what do you think started your love for books when you were younger?
My father, because when I was in my mother swooned. My mother said he would read to me, hoping that it would transform my brain or just make me into a smart kid. So I definitely got it from my father.
And you continually read even now?
Yeah, he continually did that even after the womb. he'd just read to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite bookstore?
I do. I have a favorite type of bookstore. It's one of those old, used, thrifty bookstores. And there was one that I frequented in Maryland. It's called Wonder Books.
Okay. So, was it close to your house?
Not really. It was about an hour away. So, okay. I'd take, every weekend, I'd try to go there. I'd take the train just to go there and just read.
And why was this your favorite bookstore?
Just because they sold books that you don't normally see, and those chain type of books are like Barnes and Nobles or Borders, and the owner was really nice. He wouldn't bother me. He'd know me by now, so he'd just say, go ahead, just pick a book, and he'd just let me read.
Okay. Yeah. So do you have a favorite memory from this bookstore? Or like anything in particular that you, like one day you just went in there? Or something?
I guess my favorite memory is when I first found it, because I've been trying to find a place where I could just read books, not the current books, but just a place where I could read old books, books that you've never seen before, and just something new, basically. Yeah. Something new that's something old, if it makes sense. Yeah.
So when you went to the bookstore, was it like a special occasion, or would you just do it for fun?
I was just trying to search for somewhere to read, basically, yeah.
And so you were there a lot?
Yes, I tried to go every weekend, if the schedule allows, yeah.
So can you share with me that, like, a time that you went to the bookstore and then you found, like, this really great book or something like that? I don't know if you have a particular... It's okay, yeah. So we can try... Like, what do you think you enjoy, or like, why do you do enjoy going to this bookstore so much?
Just because it's not crowded. When you go to your regular Barnes or the regular big bookstores, it's always crowded or busy. But here, you'd have the occasional trickle of people, but then they had little nooks and crannies where you could just sit down and find a good book to read. Or sometimes you'd say, oh, I didn't know this corner existed, and you'd find another book there. There's always something to read there that's interesting.
Do you have a favorite book that you bought at the bookstore?
Bought? I guess it was one of C.S. Lewis's, how do I say this, one of his papers that he wrote. They had a compilation, and it wasn't one of those new books that got printed out, but it's one of those old rarer ones, and so I read it, and I just thought it was interesting because it's one of the older manuscripts, so the smell, the feel of the book, you could tell that it's been through a lot of history.
Is that what you like most about the books, is just kind of like the history of them?
Yes, because they're all used, so each of them has a story to tell, and you don't know the exact story, but you just feel happy or elated that you you're part of that history, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So when you went to the bookstore, would you go with your family, or was it usually something that you did alone?
Something I did alone.
And did you think that was better?
Yeah, I'm a bit of an introvert, so yeah. That was my alone time.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you think that books have impacted your life today?
It impacted a lot. It was something that's a stress reliever, something that can be done for pleasure, just something basically to keep my mind off things. It helped as another outlet, a creative outlet where I could lose myself in a different world
Yeah. So if you had to estimate, how many books do you think you've bought?
Mm-hmm. I don't have an exact figure, but if you've seen the TLC's hoarder, I would definitely be on there, not for various things, but for books, because it's literally strewn about in my house. I think I spent a lot of money with the UPS just trying to ship all my books from Maryland to Guam just to get them all in one place because I refused to sell them.
Yeah. So are you able to have any books here in Harrisonburg, like, to keep here?
I only brought two, and that was the two favorite books that I really like. But other than that, I couldn't, because my mom refused me to bring books here.
Yeah. So what were those two books?
The two books was the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Pendergast series by Preston and Child.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. If you went back to that bookstore in Maryland today, what book do you think that you'd go to first? Would it be one that you have read before? Or do you have, like, a specific book in mind? Or
usually when I go there, he has a sign or a section where treasure of the day. So I'd probably go there first and see what treasures he got in today or what latest used books he has, and probably try to find something new. But if you go there, there's always something new you're going to find.
So can you explain what treasures of the day is?
He'll just have different books of different topics, probably an old history book that's several editions out of print, but it's still interesting. Yeah. Or he'd have not just poetry, but other papers that authors wrote. So okay. You have an insight on, oh, they're not just poets, but they're kind of good in writing political essays or something like that. And other children books. I mean, it's children's books, but it's one of those interesting grim fairy tale types. It's not only grim fairy tales, but it's different books that are from different, probably European or Norwegian type of fairy tales. And you're like, oh, I didn't know that they had fairy tales like this. It's different.
So this bookstore, it had literally anything and everything.
Yes.
Was it separated by, like, section, or was it just kind of...
I think he tried to separate it by sections. It didn't work. But then I guess you just go to a different row, and whatever, he had those little sections. Mm-hmm. But then I guess you just find it in that section that he put up.
Do you think there was, like, kind of like a added, like, mystery to it, just because there wasn't any sections, you could just kind of go in there and look on the shelf and, like, just find this treasure, you know, out of, you know, a group of books that you would, like, never have looked through otherwise, you know?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, when it's all organized, you say, oh, okay, this is a book that I'm going to read about health. But if it's not organized, you can just go into a section and find a book you probably, oh, I don't usually read this kind of genre, but I'll try it out because it looks interesting.
So yeah.
That's what I liked about it. He said it was organized when it clearly wasn't, but that's the added mystique or the draw that makes you go back.
Right.
Because you find stuff that you read books that you've never read before, genres.
So this was definitely like a mom and pop kind of bookstore.
Yeah, something like that.
Were you, like, familiar with the owners?
Only the one guy that worked there. I don't really know if he had a family, because every time I'd go there, it was just him and some part-time high school student he'd employ.
Yeah.
But it was just him.
Okay. So how many times do you think you've gone to that bookstore when you were living in Maryland? Because you say you went, like, almost every weekend, so that It'd probably be a lot.
A lot. Yeah, I don't know the specific number, but I try to go even if it wasn't the weekend.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a place, if I'm stressed, oh, I need to go there now. I need to just be, because it's not only a bookstore where you go and just read books, but it's a place also where you can lose yourself. Not only with the book, but with the area and everything. So,
was it in like a small city, or was it?
It's actually in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So it's kind of in the city, but once you go in, it doesn't feel like it.
Right.
Yeah.
So since you're living here in Harrisonburg, do you go to any bookstores around here?
I tried to find if there was any of the thrifty stores, and I couldn't find any, but I go to Barnes just because I need my book fix. I don't know if it's an addiction, but I have to at least read something over the weekend, or it's a habit. Before I go to sleep, I have to read something or a chapter because it helps me fall asleep. So I go to Barnes and I try to go to the library and everything, but I'm trying to look for a thrifty bookstore here. Hopefully I can find one.
I'm sure there's one around here.
Yeah.
So I guess, is there any books that are your outstanding favorites? Because I know you have the Lord of the Rings series and the other book that you brought here, but is there, like, an all-time favorite?
I guess it's my favorite author of all time is Tolkien. He inspired me in so many ways, just not through his works, but him as a person. So that is my all-time favorite series book author is
Lord. And would you find those books at that bookstore in Maryland?
Yes, he did have different editions, and there's some that I haven't seen, different artwork, different cover. Yeah. And some are different languages, so
that was cool.
Yeah.
So if you were to go back to the bookstore in Maryland, do you think that's something that you definitely look for?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
It's like another home.
Yeah. So, how do you think that bookstores have shaped American society?
How it shaped? I guess it evolved over the years. You can see the old type of bookstores from the old thrifty ones, where it's just books. And then you'd see the kind of corporate ones, like Barnes & Noble's, where they have the coffee shops, and then they have the different sections. So, I guess it shaped in a way, people come there not only to read, but they're there to socialize. You have people of different races, different interests. They come there, but for what specific purpose? Is it to read? Is it to socialize? What are they there to find? What are their interests? You know, mm-hmm. it's a place where you get to meet people of different areas and interests.
So do you think that the bookstores, kind of like the smaller, like, mom-and-pop places, are, you know, really different from, like, the chain, like, Barnes & Noble and, you know, like, bigger libraries and such?
Yes, they're different. I don't know if it's the layout or it's just the aura that they give off, but I feel in the bigger bookstores, they have a specific audience that they're catering to, because, of course, they have to make sales.
Right.
But the mom and pop, they have some of the books that you can't find anymore because they've not really catered to a specific audience. They're just there. So if anyone, they're trying to make sales, but they have used books that
right.
people don't normally look for.
So why do you think that kind of the smaller bookstores are, you know, going out of business and, like, the bigger ones are kind of taking over the market?
Just because of the public appeal. You see how books evolved over the years. You have works like Chaucer or Shakespeare or Eliot or Steinbeck, where I don't mean to be critical of the newer author's work, but they have, I guess there's not much to think about anymore. I don't know if it's about the society back then that they spoke about satire and everything, but now we just have these dystopian books like The Hunger Games or Twilight, and mm-hmm. I just feel like it's not the books that would let you think or allow you to transport yourself. We have the rare ones like Harry Potter, mm-hmm. but I just feel there's no spark in the books that we have now. You see the
kind of like the same themes over and over again, just kind of with different characters.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so what's your opinion on how books are becoming more digitalized, like more ebooks, like the Kindle and the apps on your phone, like you can read books digitally now?
I think it's good for people. I personally don't approve of it or I don't like it, but I know it's good for the environment. We save paper, and I know it's very convenient so that when you're out, you just have it in a digital version. You don't have to bring loads of books. Oh, this is my favorites. I need to bring all of these. It's all in your phone, but there's... I don't know if it's just me, but there's a difference between holding a book and holding a digitized version. I think I explained before that I like the feel of the book because there's a history, especially if it's a used book, because I feel like you can have a connection with the book. There's the dust off the pages. Where has it been? There's the crinkle in the corners. Who has read this part? You know, there's just something different
right
with holding it in your hand than just reading it through a phone.
Yeah, I am. I get you. So how do you think this, I guess, move toward ebooks and such is affecting our current generations and then our future generations? Like, on, I guess, their either appeal toward books and, or, like, because I feel like in the future, maybe bookstores, like, won't even be here, you know? So how do you feel about that?
Honestly, I don't really know how to explain it, but it's really sad to say that there's been a decline of reading. I thought the Harry Potter boom would boost it back up, but now that everything's digitalized, I think more people will be less inclined to read just because they have other stuff to do than reading. Because in your phone, you have other stuff to do. You have apps, you have games, you have emails, texting. Right. Why would they want to read when they can do something else? So I feel that would be a very bad outcome. Yeah.
So I guess back to just like the main thing, why do you think that this bookstore in Maryland has, or like how do you think it has shaped you as a person?
I guess, you know how a person, when they're too stressed or something, they need an outlet. I guess that bookstore helped me with my creative outlet. I read so many books that I never knew existed, discovered so many authors, and it, I guess, broadened my horizons. And I thought about, oh, okay, I can learn about other stuff. I was only stuck to some genres, or you have this phase, oh, I'm in this mood, fantasy mood, I'm in this murder mood. But at that bookstore, you don't have to be in any type of mood. You can choose any type of book, learn about anything you want. You don't have to be stuck, I guess, in a particular genre, because there's other books that will appeal to you regardless of the genre. Don't be too judgmental of that just because it's like that.
Right.
Romance. Yeah, there's something good out there. I haven't found it yet, but there is going to be something good, hopefully.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. And I hope that you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.